Michael Connelly decided to become a writer after discovering the books of Raymond Chandler while attending the University of Florida. After graduating in 1980, Connelly worked at several Florida newspapers, specializing in the crime beat. In 1986, he and two other reporters spent several months interviewing survivors of a major airline crash. They wrote a magazine story about the crash, which was later shortlisted for the Pulitzer Prize for feature writing. Connelly's reporting on the story brought his work to the attention of the Los Angeles Times and landed him a job there as a crime reporter. After 3 years on the crime beat in L.A., Connelly began writing his first novel. It featured LAPD detective Hermione Bosch. Since then, Connelly has written 25 books in 20 years, 18 of them with Bosch, and he's sold 45 million books worldwide. In 2005, Connelly wrote The Lincoln Lawyer, his first ever legal thriller, and the literary world's introduction to Mickey Haller, the quirky L.A. defense attorney who works out of the backseat of his Lincoln Town car. The 2011 movie, as we all remember, starred Matthew McConaughey as a very convincing Haller. Connelly's most recent book, The Black Box, debuted this past November on the 20th anniversary of the debut of his first novel, Black Echo. We'll speak with him about it now. Welcome, Michael. It's a thrill to have you on the Book Report.
Thanks for having me on.
The Black Box is your 18th Bosch novel. Why this title for this book?
Well, I like titles that mean different things at different times in the books, and that is the case here. But I guess the overarching title meaning is kind of a metaphor. I think we're all familiar with the black box on airplanes, that if there's an air crash, the investigators look for the black box that contains all the data of what was going on with the plane when it crashed, and from that they can learn what happened. So Harry Bosch, the detective, kind of feels that in every crime scene, every murder scene, there's something there, a black box, that contains the answers as to what happened here.
Okay. And what is it about this case, the murder of a Dutch photojournalist, that brings Harry back 20 years later?
I was kind of celebrating my 20 years of being published when I was writing this book, so I wanted the story to last 20 years. So I looked back in 1992, Los Angeles, and quickly came upon the riots that occurred at the end of April. And, you know, I thought that's where I should set this thing. And, you know, so I, you know, created a mystery involving a journalist who was covering the riots who got killed, and it had never been solved. Harry Bosch worked the riots 20 years ago and was at this crime scene for just a very few minutes because of the situation and how dangerous it was, and how people like him, homicide investigators, would move quickly from scene to scene. So he could never do it right back in 1992. He could not give this person a shot at justice, this victim. And so he comes back to it 20 years later.
The black box is dedicated to some strangers who kept you safe while you were covering the aftermath of the Rodney King verdict. Tell us a little about that.
Well, I mean, it's a very weird, surreal, I don't know, every description you can think of, to be in a city that you're very familiar with, and yet it had come apart at the scenes, and there's fires in a lot of areas, there's rioting people, there's protesting people, there are looters. It was a crazy 2 or 3 days. And in one of the situations I was in, I was at actually the place where Rodney King, the person who had been beaten by the police, who set this whole thing off with the trial. I was assigned as a journalist to be at the spot where that incident occurred, the police beating. And there's a lot of people there that grew upset when the verdicts against the police officers for brutality and so forth came back not guilty. And at one point I was surrounded by a lot of angry people, and I didn't know for sure I was going to get out of there in one piece. But suddenly one person in particular, but others, pushed through the crowd, got to me, and escorted me safely to my car so I could get out of there. And, you know, it all happened so quick, I wasn't even able to say thank you, let alone who are you people and what are your names. So it's kind of an anonymous thank you many years later.
Can you share the story from The Last Coyote on how Harry got his name?
Well, Harry's mother was a big fan of the painter Hieronymus Bosch. He was a fan of several different areas of art, jazz music in particular, which she also passed on to Harry. And she was trying to disguise who his father was, because his father was someone of well-known import in the town of Los Angeles. So she was disguising, you know, who his father was, and put down on his birth certificate for Hieronymus Bosch. In a way, she was kind of saying, there's a connection between Bosch's paintings and contemporary Los Angeles or 1950 Los Angeles when he was born. And she was making that connection that it was a kind of a garden of earthly delights, but there were consequences for that kind of life.
What I love is that Harry is 60 and he's aging in real time. That's kind of a brave decision on your part. Talk about that.
Well, it only was brave now because I never thought it would last this long. But, you know, in 1992, when the first book came out, I was a working journalist, and I my publisher asked for another Harry Bosch novel. Well, I saw this opportunity that if I could keep this going for a few years, I could age him in real time against the evolution of the city, and, you know, hopefully raise the thing to a little bit higher level than a puzzle or a whodunit. And so I made that decision to age him in real time, and, you know, that was in 1992, never for a moment believing Harry Bosch would still be around in 2013. And, you know, so I'm running out of time with him because it's not realistic that he'd be running around with a badge and a gun too many years longer. But that's okay. I don't regret the decision. I'm still kind of flabbergasted that here I am all these years later, and people still want to read about Harry Bosch.
Yeah. The Brass Verdict, which came out in 2008, introduced Mickey Haller from The Lincoln Lawyer to Bosch. Is there another reunion planned?
It's one of the things I love doing in my books is having characters, you know, intersect with each other. I look at all the books, all 25 of them so far, as, you know, one part of one big story or one mosaic.
And can we expect to see Harry on the big screen or TV?
Well, if I'm lucky, it will be the little screen. It will be TV. I'm working on with a company and another writer, a television writer, to put together a project that would bring Harry to television. And if it goes well, I'll know whether that's going to happen or not in the next couple months.
And are you already at work on another novel?
Yeah, I'm always on work on a novel. I'm always writing. Right now I'm working on a Lincoln Lawyer novel that will hopefully be out towards the end of this year.
All right. And tell us about Bookish, and what does it bring to your readers? I know it's very new.
Well, I mean, I guess it's so new that we're going to see what it brings to readers, but I think any kind of environment or place where readers can come and learn about good books and pick up recommendations and so forth is a positive thing. So I'm hoping that it will catch on, a lot of people will use it. And, you know, it's a way of spreading the word about reading and literature and particular writers and so forth. So in my mind, it seems to be a win-win situation for everybody.
Well, Michael, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. It's very exciting to speak with someone. I love Harry. I love Mickey. And I can't wait to read your next one. Thank you.